Thank you for tuning in to Keith Realty's podcast. We'd appreciate it if you leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening to this episode.
Hello everyone, it's Trent, Keith, and
Taylor Kay.
And we are here today to discuss using a realtor to sell your property. This is something that comes up quite often as real estate agents. And we just have a few different points here that we feel like are good reasons to consider a realtor when you are selling your property. So what would be one of your things, Taylor?
My first thing is the access to the MLS. That is the multiple listing services. You've probably heard us mention that before. But it is a good place for to find, it's our gold mine. That's where we can find everything. You can search a wide range of properties, anything that's available that is listed on the MLS. And so usually that's, you can get quicker sales, quicker finds on things when having a realtor that uses the MLS. So that is a benefit for when ultimately a seller might not want that extra expense of paying a realtor, but it is definitely in. You have benefits that come with that. So for a small percentage and a small price, you can get multiple benefits that you might not have if you tried for sale by owner.
Yep, definitely. And just like Taylor's talking about, what that amounts to is you get your information out there to a wider range of people, yep. Right? A larger audience. Yep. And not only are we just on the Bloomington MLS, we are also in the Indianapolis MLS. Yep. So it covers quite a wide range, and it just helps get your information out there to even more people, obviously.
Yeah.
And with that, one thing that comes to mind for me is, you know, you may say, well, we could save a few thousand dollars if we just listed ourselves and we find a buyer. And you could possibly, but at the same time, you might be able to sell it for just a little bit more by going through a realtor and make up the difference of what you are spending for the realtor to do that. So not only would you still get the money that you originally wanted, but you would reduce all the stress and the headaches of dealing with that transaction. So what else do you have?
Another thing is all the documentation that would go in a transaction, a real estate transaction. It's nice to have a realtor to be able to take care and handle those things for you, where all you need to do is read over the contract, sign it, date it, and then again, pass it over to your realtor to finish the rest of whatever needs to be done. Because paperwork can be boring, so that's definitely not something that, if that can take stress off your back, it definitely is worth the small price, in my opinion.
Yes, definitely. There can be a lot of paperwork and stress tied to transactions simply because you have two different parties who are trying to work all these little details out, and it's not normally just one meeting and it's done. Yeah. There's a lot of back and forth, communicating, negotiating, yes, for sure. And so don't feel like, well, all we're going to do is put our house on the market and we're going to sign a paper and then we're going to close, because there's a lot more to it than that.
Yeah.
And as realtors, we have the experience of knowing all different types of loan processes, appraisals, inspections, what all you're going to deal with, what kind of time frames you have with those things. And it just makes the process a lot easier. So it is definitely something that every little bit of help you can get will remove a lot off your shoulders during that process. So,
and then you, we also do our own social media marketing. So do a lot of other brokerages. That's a very common thing. And something good about the social media advertising is anybody can do it. So even if you are for sale by owner situation, but with a real estate page, people are going to that page to look for properties for sale or what's on the market or what's out there. So that it just kind of has a general space for people to come to find that information. That's like you said, or like I said, you can do any kind of social media marketing or advertising by yourself, but it just, that main place for everybody to come to find that information is just a big plus. And I just think that that's a very good benefit to have.
Definitely, yes. And we're forgetting about a generation who do not like social media, yeah. Right? You've got a lot of people that use all these social media sites, they go to our websites as realtors, all that kind of thing. And then we still have a large group of people who walk into our office that will just come in and say, I'm looking for X, Y, or Z, or I'm considering selling my property because I just can't take care of it anymore, that kind of thing. So we have a lot of connections that benefit when you are wanting to buy or sell something. Yeah. That we've got in the works. Maybe they just weren't quite ready yet to do something, or maybe it's on a time frame. They have to have so much time before they can go ahead and list their home and sell it. So using realtors actually gets you a whole nother list of people that you're not even gonna get on social media, for sure.
Yeah.
What else you have on your list?
This is the last thing, but in my opinion, this is the most important. A safety concern. So when you are selling on your own, you are putting yourself in a very vulnerable situation, and that might be something that you're okay with, but it's also something that you might not think about when you put it out there, that all of the strangers that would be interested in coming in your home. And In a great world, we would like to believe that that would be 100% safe and that that's okay. But unfortunately, that is not the reality of the situation. So it is nice to have a realtor be able to A, regulate and account for anyone that is in your home, the time frame they're in your home, the agent they're in your home with. We would be able to have all of that information, and nobody would just be coming up and knocking on your door and saying, hey, can I check out your house? Or you're not having to put your address out for just anybody to have and know. So that is definitely my most important thing with working with the realtor, is just being able to be cautious of the safety precautions and taking those right steps to make sure that you're okay, you're protected, and leave it to us to, like I said, account for anybody that is going to be in your home.
Yes, definitely. That's very important. I know, especially as a single woman, it's a little bit scary, maybe, to deal with people coming up, want to see your property, walk through it, to where if you use a realtor, you do not have to deal with any of that. And not only do you not have to deal with that, we do not just let people walk through that do not have an agent representing them.
Yes.
So anybody that's interested in your property will not only have an appointment and schedule that, but they will have a representative with them walking through the property. So they're not just on their own. So there's a lot of things that go into it. This is just a few things that was on the top of our minds when we was discussing this. So if you have any other questions, definitely let us know. But thank you for listening to Real Estate Advice 101. Be sure to follow us on our Apple Podcasts for our weekly episodes. Check us out on Instagram at Keith Realty or Keith Realty and Auction Group on Facebook, and see what all we've put out there each and every week. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
We appreciate you listening to our podcast. If you have any of your own questions, then you can send an email to keithrealty@outlook.com or give us a call at 812-714-8250.